Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Welcome, folks. Today's podcast is a very special guest. He lives in the same town that I do. I've heard about him for years. Finally got to meet him a few years back. Brett Kaufman, welcome to the show.
Carrie, thanks for having me. It's always great to spend some time with you. I'm excited to have the conversation.
I'll tell you what, man. You know, you're humble about it, but you're known in the city all over Columbus and even across the country as somebody who creates intentional spaces. And not just like, hey, I built a building, but literally I heard like, you got to check out this building. Why? Because it's Brett's opus, you know, and I know we'll tell people what opus means, but maybe just talk about that one property where you literally like put things on the wall where it was your opus.
Well, you know, the from the moment that I started my company, every property that we've ever developed has been my opus. I mean, as you know, with opus, for me, it was words written on a piece of paper before there were any buildings and any team members or anything to put anywhere. Yeah. And that has been what's fueled every project that we've done. Now it continues to expand and wow. evolve. And even the language that we use in our opus has been tweaked over the years. But yeah, at the heart of all of it has always been this idea that we could build spaces, communities that would really make a difference in people's lives.
And opus, if you're just, you know, not sure what that means, folks, it means masterpiece. And Brett and I both share a coach, a builder. He calls himself a builder, Chet Scott of Built to Lead. But he basically tells people like, look, I'm going to get you really clear, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be acute pain. And it was acute pain. But Brett, how did having a builder draw out of you clarity?
Yeah, I mean, I think like a lot of things, you know, you can't really navigate life, work, you know, anything that you really care about and want to have go well, be exceptional. You can't do it on your own. And so, you know, that's a big part of why we build the communities that we build, because I don't think that you can transform, you can't find peace, joy, love, happiness, inspiration, make money, be successful by yourself. Not for an extended amount of time. So yeah, I mean, for me, having Chet and Built to Lead and coaches and you know, others, you know, therapists, friends, mentors, you know, masterminds, you know, I've sort of been, you know, fully indulged in that world because it gives me so much. I get so much out of it. And, you know, specific to Opus and to Chet, you know, none of this happens without Chet. I mean, I, you know, stumbled into Chet.
Yeah. I never heard how you met. How'd you actually meet him?
Yeah, I met Chet. I was in YPO in my forum and a friend in the forum brought Chet in to do a session with the group. And we spent the afternoon doing 7 good minutes, which is basically looking somebody directly in the eye and asking them questions for 7 minutes. And all you're allowed to do is ask questions. You're not allowed to interject or respond. You just have to keep getting curious with that person, which is horribly uncomfortable, especially for a bunch of high-powered men that were used to telling everybody what to do and what they thought. And when Chet left, we went around the room and shared thoughts on how it went. And everybody said, I hated it. I hated him. That was a waste of time. And I said, I loved it.
No way.
Yep. I loved it. And I loved him. And I have to work with him. And I don't even know what it is that he does and what I need, but I know that he can help me. And I literally chased Chet down and begged him to work with me. And it's been life-changing. No question about it.
Oh my gosh, we gotta unpack a few things. Roughly when was that year? Like if you just had a guess, roughly.
See, I think that was probably back in like 2008 or nine, somewhere around
Oh
there.
wow, that long ago. Okay. So what I'm gonna say is that, you know, one of Chet's quotes is that you have to essentially manage your own 20 square feet well. Like, right, before we can go and manage other people's office space, or you know, like we need to control our own 20 square feet. And I feel like you bumped up against Chet's 20 square feet. Your other people said, psh, what an idiot. I'm not going to work with that guy. But something about his space, and that's really the theme of today, because you are a space builder, and we'll talk about gravity and stuff. But you bumped up against Chet's space and felt the edges of it. And I felt that too. He doesn't polish the edges on purpose, but the edges, rather than repelling people, it attracted you. What attracted you to his space, that space about him?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chet also says that, you know, it's only for the few, right? So, you know, he's worked in my system now pretty much ever since that time. And it's not for everybody. You know, not everybody really wants to look themselves in the mirror and ask the very difficult discovery questions that you start with. Most people don't want to think about what they believe and what their view of the world is and what their purpose is. And those things are very confronting, especially when you don't know, when you haven't been awake or conscious enough or stopped to think about it.
Or one of the questions, what would you regret if you didn't do it and you died? What would you regret not doing? And like,
Yeah, it can be
people don't.
scary, you know? I mean, if you really answer that question, then you're faced with the thought of, okay, now what? You know, am I going to do it? And what if I don't do it? And people can't get to first base with it because it's hard. It's hard.
Interesting.
But I felt like he could help me, that the way things were going, which by all out external measures were going well. I had a good job. I had a nice family. I was on my way. But I felt inside of me something was off. It wasn't me. It wasn't the life I wanted to live. It was the life I had been conditioned to live that, you know, generationally, societally, you know, everyone around me had said, this is the way you live your life. But it felt out of character. It was out of integrity, and I knew something was off, and I knew Chet could help me, and yeah, he did big time.
Wow. Not only did he help you and you got aligned, but then all of a sudden you said, just kind of like our other guest, Chad Silverstein, you said, well, now I need to bring that space into Kaufman space. Was that a big, I mean, it was a big check you had to write, but it was probably not everyone wanted that either.
Yeah. Well, Chet was actually working with me before I started my company. So Chet worked with me at my last company when I was just the president of that company.
Wow.
And yeah, I think I was Chet's first client that actually started from scratch. So, you know, in 2011, we wrote Myopus. I became, you know, crystal clear on Myopus, and I wanted to take the leap and start Kaufman Development. Chet was actually trying to hold me back at that point,
That's crazy.
yeah, and I was, you know, as he says, you know, you're either on fire or you're drowning when you make a jump like that. And I think I was both. You know, I was, you know, unhappy with what I was doing and how I was living, and I was super excited on fire about what I wanted to do. So, yeah, to me, it was just natural progression then to, you know, bring that into my company. You know, the reason I started my company is because I wanted to take all the experience I had had working, you know, really in, you know, big corporations and production development and banking. And I wanted to kind of take the experience, but I felt like I could do something that really was reflective of the culture that I care about, that was exciting to me, that was interesting to me. I wanted to build a company where people loved what they did, they were passionate about it, It was their opus too, and they were doing it with people that they liked. And so, yeah, one of the main things that I've done in like the building spaces is to take all the things that have been massively transformative for me and integrate them into my work. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? The master of the art of living is that you don't know the difference if it's,
Work or play.
work or play, right? So, bringing Built to Lead into my company so that other people could get the benefit of that. And then as a collective, we would all be better off was a no-brainer. And that's, continued to be true, not just with coaching, but with things like our Transcendental Meditation Center, or now we're bringing all the biohacking amenities into our new greenhouse concept with the art and the music and the programs. I mean, these are just all things that I love, right? That's what an opus is about. An opus is about, loving what you do. And the way to do that is to combine all of it into one, right? One, life and work together.
That's fantastic. And your best website for this is it Kaufman Development? Or I know you have Gravity, you have all kinds of.
Yeah, so Liv Kaufman is the company website. Gravityproject.com is our largest our largest project to date, our most kind of evolved version of the opus is Gravity. And so gravityproject.com is really where you can see everything that's happening there. And yeah, we're getting ready to open up our newest concept, which is Greenhouse. So joingreenhouse.com is also just getting up and running now. We'll open our first project in March, and that one is focused specifically on well-being, nature, and transformation. Gravity, we say, is well-being, creative expression, and impact. So they're different brands, but with slightly different missions, but they both fall under this umbrella of what we're calling conscious communities. And so that's really what we're building at Kaufman Development.
Conscious communities. And it you said joingravity.com, was that it?
Join Greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
Joingreenhouse.com and gravityproject.com.
That's awesome. Wow. So when people express interest in this, again, it's a very intentional space. So first of all, folks, I want you to realize like everything you've heard from Brett today is intentional. He said he was working in a corporate place, felt like he was drowning. The space wasn't a match. But prior to you getting clear, though, it was a match. I mean, this is like most people, right? Most people, like you just said, they're not willing to look in the mirror because they say they want clarity, but then once they get clarity, they're like, "Well, crap! Now I got to do something about it." Look at those balloons! Wow.
Look, when it's, I think it's hardest for people to make a jump when things are like good enough, or pretty good, and so it really takes, took me some like real deep, soul searching and, really getting that clarity that it was worth it to, we talk about in Built to Lead, U2's throw out the old expression and start all over. I kind of continue to do that. I continue to just make sure that the opus is still the opus and not be afraid to throw it out and start over. Because sometimes you can be pretty content and you want to make sure that that's okay. I mean, it's okay to be content, but you want to make sure it's still the opus.
Let's talk about that because you're right. U2 is a big part of Built to Lead. I think you're speaking about, I could be wrong, but the documentary From the Sky Down.
Yeah, that's
And
right.
it's essentially where they go into a period after having some success, which is very interesting. I mean, you were successful. A lot of people watching this are successful. Entrepreneurs are successful. Elon Musk doesn't need to do something else. But then we have to go through this period where we actually take a risk. and we reinvent ourselves in real time. And that's the scariest thing in the world. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we don't have to, but sometimes we do. And and really, you know, it's sort of a feeling, you know, when you really can kind of feel that there's something else out there that's really calling you now. I mean, look, you know, I think I might get the U2 albums wrong because it's been a while since I've talked about this, but you know, I'm pretty sure they had Rattle and Hum. You know, they were huge, huge megastars at that point, but they were like not getting along. They were fighting. And I'm pretty sure that like they were feeling like something was off, you know, and they probably could have just, you know, gone on tour forever, you know, singing songs off of Rattle and Hum. Right. But they wanted to actually do something different. So, I mean, my recollection of the story is they kind of go their own ways and start, you know, writing and doing their things until they come back together and say, you know, this is it. I think it was, you know, maybe Octung Baby, but like a whole new, almost like a new genre for them. Right. Totally reinvented. They threw out the old expression and came back with, you know, their latest genius.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to rewatch that again, but I think, the edge was like experimenting with some pop. And then there was some dissension in the group, like, what, you know, that's pop. We're not pop. And that's kind of like, I mean, it's interesting. You said 2011, because I had heard about you. Chet would talk about you. You know, I met him a long time ago when I was his kid's youth pastor in like 2000 and I think it was one, but I felt leaving the pastorate and right around there, it was 2012, man. And, you know, it was my own journey, but you're right. I felt like the space no longer was a reflection of who I was. What's the price of staying in a space that you know is no longer where you're going? It's where you've been. Cause I feel like that is probably the majority of the world.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I read recently someone said that the pain of not doing something and wondering or wishing you had done it is way worse than having done it and having it not gone well. You know, and I think that there's a pretty big price when you don't listen to yourself, when you don't take some chances, when you don't put yourself out there, when you don't trust yourself and, you know, kind of, you know, lean into that. You know, Chet talks about baby steps, right? And, you know, not jumping without a parachute. And I think those are all wise things to factor in. I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, I spent 15 years in real estate and in banking and for the last, you know, I don't know, 3-4 of those years, I was on the side, experimenting with stuff until I finally had a deal where I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to take the jump. So it's not like you just rip the Band-Aid. You know, you're not reckless about it, right? But, you know, there does come a time when you might not be 100% sure, and you have to trust those, you know, that spidey sense, that instinct, and go for it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I look at you as a guy who's innovating. I mean, I don't know the whole story. We don't need to go into a ton, but, like, you've taken chances. Didn't you build something around, was it Green Bay?
Wisconsin? Yeah, well, we built apartments and townhouses for the Green Bay Packers. So around Lambeau Field.
I'm from Wisconsin. I don't know if you know that, but I'm from Wisconsin. So I went to a Green Bay Packer game this November, and I remember Chet telling me that. So, yeah. I mean, you expanded beyond Columbus. Where else have you been?
Yeah, well, most of our work has been in Columbus. We did do the work for the Packers, and we have done stuff around the Midwest. But, you know, currently our portfolio is here. We actually sort of did our own version of the U2, throw out the old expression, and we sold our portfolio of existing assets back in 2019, in November of 2019. So it turns out COVID hits in February, got a little lucky.
Oh
And
my gosh.
yeah, that kind of allowed us to focus in on gravity and greenhouse and kind of our latest and greatest expression. And now we're getting ready to take that back on the road and start to expand into other markets.
I saw, I mean, I don't see all the news, but didn't you get a recent write-up about gravity and like what's the city feel like? Is there a buzz going on?
Yeah, we've been really well received. You know, I think people are getting that, you know, this is something that is not just an apartment complex. It's not just a place to work or to live. That, you know, there's more of a neighborhood, a community. There's something more here that people are getting out of, you know, engaging in the community. 'Cause, you
Yeah.
know, our programs and events are often open to the public. We just opened up this experience park where, you know, anybody can come, and Land Grant is programming it, and there's all kinds of, you know, fun activities that are winter and seasonal. And, you know, they're doing bumper cars on ice rinks and food trucks, and there's a live stage for music and pickleball in the summertime. And so, yeah, you know, we're really trying to build out a neighborhood, and I think people are seeing that and recognizing it. And yeah, thank God it's been really well received.
I think at a certain level, you start playing for more than money. All these intangibles that you just said, I mean, community and health, mental health. How important are these when you do create a space? Like, in other words, for the listener who's like, oh my gosh, Brett's crushing it. This is amazing. Gravity. And by the way, you got to check out his podcast, everybody. Gravity Podcast is really fascinating. He brings on some really interesting people. So check out Gravity Podcast. But you know, for the person who's listening, who's like, wow, man, they got to take their baby step. Let's just say, what would you say? What are some first baby steps they could take to reconsider their space?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you touched on this earlier, and I really believe that, you know, it starts with yourself. And, you know, you can really only go as far as you've taken yourself. And so, you know, for me, I think, you know, you really need to do that self-work so that you have the clarity, the strength to go out and create whatever it is you want to create. And, you know, that's tough for people. For a lot of reasons. So at Greenhouse, we're actually building out a tiny habit monthly transformation program
Oh,
for our
that's
residents. So, you know, they focus, you know, on things like gratitude and journaling and hydration and sleep and movement,
super
relationships,
practical.
you know, cold therapy and you know, light and heat therapy and things that, you know, aren't hard to come by. I mean, you can stick your face in the sun for 10 minutes, it's going to make a big difference. You can turn on the shower and make it cold, and you don't have to have a cold plunge. So we're trying to really help people do that self-work so that they can grow and heal and connect and then ultimately create from that place. So, I mean, to me, it really all starts with the work that you do yourself. And you know, I like to say, you know, I do some public speaking, and you mentioned the podcast, and I'm actually writing a book on this now, but you know, I like to say it's about awakening, aligning, and then expanding. And really what it is that you have to kind of wake up. I mean, I woke up when I met Chet. And then I spent a whole bunch of time of like, okay, now what? You know, what do I believe in aligning all of that? And then once you kind of land there, strong core, you know who you are, you know what you believe, you know what your purpose is, then you can go out and the expansion is, you know, it
That's
really
good, man.
makes me I'm in awe of it. And
I like
ultimately
that.
it's gotta be, you know, for me, and I think this is really why we're all here, is it's in service of other people. And it's not like, we don't make money. It's not like we're a nonprofit. It's not like, it's all about other people. It's fun. We're getting a lot out of it, but we hope that what we're creating is also very much in service of other people.
So, folks, just to wrap this up, here you have a guy who is thinking like an entrepreneur, but within the space of architect design. I love that awaken, align, expand. Have you named that? You better,
Not
man.
yet.
Yeah, all right, man. Listen, that, but it's what the book is going to be built on.
Yeah, I mean, the book is about my journey through those phases and really trying to show just one person's story and how I've moved through each one of those phases. And, it lands, and this is what we do on the podcast. The podcast really isn't just about what successful people are doing. It's really like connecting all the dots backwards. Let's talk about your childhood. Let's see how that informed the next thing. How did you integrate that? How have you aligned all of that? And now how are you expanding that into the world? That's sort of my passion, and pretty much everything we're doing is around, that shared journey, that human experience that we're all on.
Brett, this was fantastic. Every time I talk with you, I get expanded and aligned, and I think we are a brand match, igniting souls. That's why we love everything you're doing. So the best next step for people to explore, you said again, was Gravity.
Yeah, gravityproject.com and livekaufman.com. My own personal website is brett-kaufman.com. I'm going to be relaunching some coaching programs, and you can find our podcast there. So, yeah,
Perfect.
there's plenty of information out there.
Check it out, folks. He's a guy who's on fire. All right. Thanks for being here today, Brett.
Thank you, Carrie. Thanks for having me. Thanks for all that you're doing. And yeah, it's great to be with you.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.